But it was a boy, you see, that was stable diet. Free, more or less. Yeah, my mum used to make pickle herring and a great strong jar thing she had.
Were you giving them, or were you picking them up, the ones that fell in?
Well, yeah, you'd grab them as they fell along the road. There was no end of fishing boats.
They never tried stopping you.
They did a lot part of the time. They used to share with us boys. But a lot of people would go down there with them little frails, you know, bass frail thing, bag, and go and get a bag full as easy as anything. They just laying about on the road, all slime and stuff. I remember Station Road, and the good yard at the back of Station Road, get round the back of the Southtown Station. When they turned off Southtown Road, there was that short distance before they got to the good yard. You couldn't walk across the road. That was all slop and slime where that was running out of carts. As they came left Southtown Road, they were rousing the horses along galloping, and the carts all had holes in, all draining out, slime. And you certainly couldn't cross the road with normal shoes or boots. It was all slime. One massive slime where that's continuous, and I can see 10 now horses racing, men coming around the corner and standing there whipping his horse. He was going full of gallop, poor thing, because I've learned since then how the horses worked up the bush wharf. A lot of time, they never took the poor things out of harness, you know. They all night. Yeah, he left them in the harness for work all night till they were wanted, yeah.